Welcome to another powerful show of prophetic revelation and insight. Straight Talk with Wayne, your daily source of prophetic revelation, prayer, and the Christian news that you need. As part of thesecondadam.com, Pastor Wayne invites you to listen, enjoy, and share these anointed messages of hope and glory.
Hey guys, Wayne Sutton, straighttalkwithwayne.com. Today I want to talk to you about the hurricanes, the fires, the earthquakes, all of the things that we've been praying against. We've been coming together as prophetic warriors over the last few days. And I just want to give you just a word the Lord showed me. In fact, he showed me Sunday when I was in church. He showed me in a prayer and worship time. I saw a door opening up. I saw the light coming in through the door. I saw a big door. It was a big door. It was a heavy door. Very tall. And that's the one thing I saw in this vision, a very tall door. But I saw it opening, and I saw in the darkness a beam of light come through, a beam of light. And what the Lord was, what the Lord was showing me here is that probably for the first time, amen, that I can remember, through social media, so many people came together. So many people came together, and they didn't just pray that God would move the hurricane, God would save them, God would spare them. They made those prophetic decrees. And see, they were decreeing, they were speaking for it to go to the east and to die. You know, it shifted pattern. It shifted patterns many times. But the Lord showed me the reason that it shifted, the reason that it weakened, was because of the prayers of the saints. But here's the key, guys. We just cracked open a door. We learned about unity. We learned about praying together. We saw, hallelujah, that as we come together with one voice, what we could shift. The problem was there was other people that were praying against it. There was other people that don't believe in the power of prayer and the power of decrees. There was some unbelief. But I'm going to tell you this. Wow. Child of God, we saw victory and we saw breakthrough. We saw victory and we saw breakthrough because of those who did believe, those who would stand up, those who would say, hallelujah, that is my God. And those who knew their identity in God. So let me say this. As you continue to pray, see, we opened up this place of knowing. We opened up this place of power. Our identity was awakened. Just part of our very identity was awakened, amen? And as you continue to pour into that, as you continue to move into that, you're going to see more and more. We're going to have the opportunity, and it doesn't sound fun, the opportunity to come against more storms, but listen, the fact is the storms are going to come. The fact is that the world is in a broken place, and even the word says there'll be wars and rumors of wars, and there'll be earthquakes, and there'll be famine. There'll be different situations where we're going to have to speak against the natural and speak a supernatural identity. And for those at the Second Adam, for those outside of the Second Adam, those in the body of Christ that were praying, that were decreeing, that were calling forth things that are not as though they are, breaking off the hand of the enemy, I just want to say, you opened up a door. You opened up a door. You can see the potential now. And you know, it's just like tasting, hallelujah, the good fruit. You'll never go back to the old way. When you taste of good fruit, you'll never go back. So I believe we've opened up a door. We need to continue to move into it. Continue to walk into it in Jesus' name. So I just want to say today, what else are you going to pray for? What else are you going to decree against and decree for? So you can decree against a storm. Break off the storm. Break it off. Command it to leave. But then you also can decree for. It's not always coming against. It's sometimes moving forward. You're not always playing defense. Sometimes you're playing offense. Hallelujah. So what are you going to pray for? What are you believing God for? What are you believing God is going to do? And are you willing to be that voice? This is Pastor Wayne. I believe in you. Go to thesecondadam.com. Be sure to follow us. If you need something, let me know. I believe in you because I believe in the Christ within you. God bless.
Thanks for joining us for Straight Talk with Wayne. Do you need prayer, counseling, or personal prophetic ministry? Then go to thesecondadam.com for more information. And be sure to sign up at yourprophecynews.com for the latest updates, free resources, and prophetic news. God bless.